Oh, it was a great first meeting. All the guys really took to his message. He brings so much energy, not only this football team, but this organization and this town. And the guys really gravitate towards that. So it's nice to finally kick things off and get this program rolling.
What one thing did he say that stood out, or was there one thing? Obviously, he's a passionate guy. But
he's so passionate, and you can feel that vibe when you first meet him, like you guys, I'm sure, have. And the main message is get better. That's the biggest focus point that we have going into this offseason. Just get better every day, and everything will come along with that.
How are you health-wise? Are you all rehabbed up?
Yeah,
now?
I feel great.
Yeah.
Mike and the training staff did a great job this offseason, really starting from day one until now. There's been tremendous strides made, so I'm really happy with where I'm at.
Just talk about first 2 years and getting back and ready to obviously get a chance to compete and win the job.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that we're kind of focusing on right now, just competition. Competition really brings out the best in guys, and I know everybody in this locker room is looking forward to that, feeling that a little sense of added pressure just to really get us to elevate our level of play.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since that article came out during the offseason, the whole blame Gabbert thing. I saw some of your quotes. It had to annoy you a little bit that somebody would say that. You've always come out here and dealt with us after wins and losses. So what did you make of that?
It was just really an unfortunate situation, something that I know isn't true and the guys in this locker room know that's not true.
Right.
But that's a thing of the past now. We've moved on from that. We're not focusing on that one bit. We're putting our best foot forward and just going on from here.
You have to learn another system. I mean, it hasn't been the most ideal circumstances for you around here, but just talk about going through the process and, ultimately – I guess nobody cares about those things.
Like I said previously, I'm not the first guy to be in a situation like this, having to learn back-to-back-to-back systems, but I'm certainly not going to be the last guy either. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that you have to work a little bit harder at just to pick up on things quickly so you hit the ground running in this first voluntary minicamp.
There's a guy in Kansas City who had to go through a lot of that.
No question. Alex Smith had six or seven systems in his first 6 or 7 years. Yeah. So, like I said, I wasn't the first. I'm not going to be the last. But just something that you got to work through and really grasp and pick up the system quickly.
It was good. I ended up with a 3.0. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. And then it was college life. I went back to college for a couple months, and now I'm back in the real world.
The school part, a little bit tougher than expected. I mean, it's kind of
It wasn't tougher. Yeah. It was just different. I know you guys read. Well, not really used. I mean, we're in the classroom here all the time taking notes, obviously doing different studies, but it was just different. I was used to pen and paper, not laptops. So that was a bit of a shocker. But other than that, it was pretty much the same thing, writing papers, kind of debating and interacting with kids in class, just the usual stuff.
Where are you health-wise right now?
Rehabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a little ways to go, but it's just part of the process.
Sure.
It's just something I got to deal with and just be ready for training camp.
Mm-hmm. Has this one been what's been difficult about this part, not being able to get to rehab? I mean, it's been a little while. You weren't able to do much,
no,
right?
Nothing's been difficult about it. I mean, just, you had to have the surgery, and then really it's just not being able to do anything for 3 months. Now I'm starting to get back into it, starting to run, so you have that soreness, those type of things that are coming around now. And then just kind of sticking with it, getting used to that, and obviously getting back here at 7:30 in the morning is nothing nice when you have class at 9:30 is the earliest on the West Coast, which is good. So it's just, getting used to the time and just getting here early in the mornings. I think it's probably the toughest.
Sorry, you have six open lockers around
you. Yeah, I know.
You.
Hopefully the one to my left stays. we're gonna keep that just in case he feels like he needs to come back. So,
what's it like coming in here and not seeing all those faces?
It's tough. To be part of a third kind of. I don't know if you can call it a third, but a second kind of getting rid of the locker room, some guys, and bringing different guys. That's tough. Like I said, like I said before, it's part of the business, and it just is what it is. It'll be a time where this locker will be empty, so it is what it is.
Are you avoiding the term rebuilding?
No, that's what it is. Okay. I mean, you can't avoid it. I mean, there's a lot of teams that have rebuilt. Colts last year, they were rebuilding, and they went to the playoffs, so just because you rebuild doesn't mean you're not going to win. You just have to have the right guys in the right scheme and be able to be consistent and make plays.
Speaking of the right scheme and right guys, what were your early impressions of your new head coach and the meeting y'all just
had? Well, I've met with Coach Bradley for a long time, since I think February was the first time we talked, or the Super Bowl. We actually ran into each other at the Super Bowl for a little bit, and then we've been here, you know, and then back in school I talked to him on the phone a lot. So we've had a lot of conversations, and it was like, you know, just reliving that during the meeting. But, yeah, you know, he's very enthusiastic. He wants everybody to have a good time while they're here, enjoy this, because, you know, it is short-lived. And I think the average player of an NFL or average career of an NFL player is 3.5 years. So you got to enjoy it while you're here. And he was going to have fun. And then, you know, just like you said, his message is get better. That's all. I mean, that's perfect for me because that's all I can do right now. I can't do anything else but try to get better. So it's going to be good to do that.
Mm-hmm. Totally different than last year when there was a new coach, obviously for business reasons. But
I wasn't here last year, so I don't know how this time went. This is actually my first time in my 8 years being here around this time. So it's new. But it's just something that, you know, I have to do with my foot. And, you know, like I said, I'm just going to take this, do the best I can here, and then when it's time for me to go elsewhere to train, that's what I'll do.
You like being here? I mean, do you like the fact that you're here, though, with all this newness?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I enjoy it. Like I said, I'm around these guys. It's nice to be around them. A lot of us do train together in the off season, so that's nice as well. Obviously, you know, it's good to be around so you can learn the new system, try to, you know, get a jump start on it. But I won't be able to practice for a while, so this would be a lot of school stuff for me, just rehabbing. So I guess I'm still back in school. It's one of those deals.
What are your plans? Are you planning South Florida again or being out west? Or
I really don't know yet. And that's not going to be until after mini camp. So we'll wait and see.
Maurice, we talked about, we knew there were going to be changes in November, December. We talked about it. It was kind of inevitable. But did you expect this many top to bottom?
I told you, man, it's a business. So, you know, there's going to be changes. If you don't win, there's going to be changes regardless. And so you never really go in thinking that everybody's going to, you know, you're going to have 57 guys on the roster, or how many other guys we have, or how many, you know, lockers are away from, what is it, 6 lockers you said?
Yeah, 4 on the
left. You wouldn't,
right,
you wouldn't think that it was the guys, you know, the guys and the caliber guys that were here. But, you know, it's a different vision. And it just, like I said, it's, a lot of people think it's just fun and games around here, you know. Oh, it's, you know, no, it's is, you know, we have a job to do, and if you don't do it, you know, they're gonna find somewhere else to do it, and it's just the reality of the NFL.
Were you nervous? There were a lot of your teammates say they were checking their phone a little more often.
No, I mean, hey, you know, if it was my time to go, it's my time to go. Yeah, I can't. I've done everything I can. I'm gonna continue to do everything I can to be the best player that I can be, and if that's not good enough one day, shrug my shoulders and go back home and do what I do.
Hey, what do you think of that new rule, lowering your helmet for you as a running back?
First and foremost, there's guys making decisions that have never played the position before.
Right.
Very tough to do that. You know, that's like me telling people that work on cars, you know, not to do, put this pipe there, put it here. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, so I wouldn't say that. As a running back, though, when there's 3 guys, and they talk about the Trent Richardson hit,
right,
hit or whatever you want to call it. Well, there's 2 other guys converging on him. So what is he going to do? Is he going to just, like, we have to protect ourselves. And if you get in the way of being protected, hey, you're a defender. There's 10 other guys that are supposed to help you. That's your fault. So I think it's a bad idea, but it's not going to change the way I play. You know, the defense are still going to tackle us low. I know they were crying about that, getting that rule changed. Well, then if we can't block you low, why can't you tackle us low?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can't protect myself, you want me to run around and get knocked out, that's not going to happen. So, I mean, I just hope DBs just, you know, they understand that it is a rule, and I might not hit you with the top of my head, but you're going to get, as Matt Forte labor, somebody's going to get the boom lowered on them. So it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, another topic. You've been very supportive of Blaine. But,
very supportive. But, why wouldn't I be?
Well, there was an assistant coach. It obviously wasn't. What's your reaction to that?
I think I said that in the article. But, you know, this is we're supposed to be all adults here. And I wish if somebody has a problem with me and how I do things, they just tell me to my face. And that's really the end of it. You know, we would rather you – obviously people are upset they got fired after 1 year. Understandable. It happens to players all the time. Understand it fully. But – if you have a problem with somebody, say it to the face. I mean, that's not even that's a life lesson. If you have a problem with someone, the only way they can fix it is if you tell them. If you don't tell them and you wait till after you're gone to tell them, how can you fix that problem?